Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now.
A moment of silence for all the victims of the typhoon and also the survivors.
That moment from a candlelight vigil last night in San Jose, California, one of many such vigils across the country to raise money for the Filipino victims of Typhoon Haiyan. It's been almost a week since the monster storm hit the Philippines, and some progress is being made to get essential food, water, and medical aid to the many people who lost their homes. The USS George Washington arrived there today. The aircraft carrier has 80 aircraft on board, including 21 helicopters that'll deliver supplies to hard-to-reach regions. In the meantime, Filipino Americans have been sending tens of thousands of dollars back to home for relief. The Philippine Nurses Association of America is raising money for medical supplies. The National Alliance for Filipino Concerns is sponsoring a run to help storm victims. And a number of organizations are trying to help Filipinos track down their loved ones. Janine Ventura is a Filipino American living in New York City. And Janine, you have some family still in the Philippines. Have you heard from them?
I haven't been able to connect with them as of yet. My mother's family is from the Tacloban area, and her sister, my aunt, still lives in the house that my mother grew up in, and she's in her 80s, and all of my closest cousins on my mother's side all live in Tacloban as well. And, you know, I'm just telling myself that it's a communication issue, so I haven't heard from them yet.
I can only imagine how difficult it is waiting to get any form of communication there. I mean, what has it been like hearing about all the destruction and devastation, I mean, especially in the Tacloban area?
It's pretty frightening, and but also at the same time, what's most unsettling is trying to find information about family that stranded there during the first initial moments right after the storm hit. The first press conferences that the president gave mentioned that Tacloban perhaps might not have been as prepared as other areas, saying something as if it weren't his fault or wasn't the fault of his administration, and especially the fact that other verified reports that in Leyte alone, several evacuation centers that one would imagine would have been checked out in advance to ensure that they would be able to keep evacuees safe, also had flooding, also had building collapses, also had ceilings cave in, and the fact that there are these fundamental failures in disaster preparedness on behalf of the government and led by him is downright negligent.
Yeah. Janine, if I may ask, I wonder, what is it that you really want to do right now?
I mean, I wish I could go back. I wish I could go back and see people and talk to them, and even if it turns out that the worst is confirmed, that it's confirmed, and that's something that I'm able to do, and I can see it, you know, face-to-face. You know, if it's not a funeral, it's a burial, it's something. But in the meantime, while I'm here, I'm part of the Typhoon Haiyan Task Force that just formed here in New York City, and not only in New York City, but part of a national alliance called the National Alliance for Filipino Concerns, and it's ongoing relief from medical missions to providing food and supplies to assisting with rebuilding and recovery.
Well, that's Janine Ventura, a Filipino-American who's still trying to get in touch with her family after last week's typhoon. She's speaking to us from New York City. Janine, thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you so much, Megna.